he ride this little mule they call Kate down, and he put some corn in a sack, throw it over the little mule, and ride, go down into the bottom and call up his hogs, feed them, and the pigs, he'd mark them, and he'd catch them and mark them in his mark. And the cows, they just go down to the bottom and when they were dry, not giving milk. And he had a whole herd of cattle. He didn't just keep one or two, you know. Mm-hmm. Our milk cows, we did have sometimes milk, three or four, had more milk than we knew what to do with. But and Mom would feed the clabber when it had clabber to the chickens. But the cows, Papa had he'd always pick out what he called the bell cow. And he'd put a big old, one of these big old copper bells around his neck so that he could always tell. And when they were coming home, or when he went to the woods, he could find them that way, and went back down into the bottom. And when he'd come in a bad spell, why, you'd see him coming up the lane with the bell cow in the lead, with that bell just ringing, and coming back home for feed. Get out of that bad weather.
Did you bring the hogs up too?
No, they just stay there. They make them a bed and leaves and things and stay there.
Now, which of the hogs did you eat?
Well, for his own purposes, he would raise some there at home and keep there at home, and put them up and fatten them on corn. He thought they had to be so fat they weren't fit to eat if they were. And he wanted corn-fed meat. But later on in his life, after he quit farming, and mostly sold meat here, he sold meat to this A&M college out here for years, dressed cows or hogs. And sometimes he'd raise a lot of sweet potatoes, and that'd make dry meat if he turned the hogs in on the sweet potatoes. And if sometimes he'd raise a lot of peanuts, turn them in on them, gather what we wanted for our own use, and then turn them in. And that'd make that kind of meat we were talking about Sunday, that the oil would, grease would just drip out of them when they'd hang them up to smoke them. The grease would just drip out. But if it, potatoes, they'd be dry. Really, the best tasting was the peanuts, raised on peanuts, even if the fat did drip out.
Which one did you eat, the sow or the castrated one or the boar, or which one did you eat?
Oh, my father had to have the best. He wouldn't have eaten an old sow or the boar for nothing. They had to be young and had to be of the female variety, and or else the castrated kind of the male. And as I said, for our own use, he'd put them up and fatten them on.